Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're diving into the world of sustainable injection molding.
Oh, cool.
We've got a stack of cutting-edge research on water-based cooling systems.
Okay.
And their impact on manufacturing. And
yeah.
Let me tell you, some of this stuff is seriously mind-blowing.
It's a field that's really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in terms of sustainability and efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to unpack the environmental benefits,
right?
The amazing synergy with renewable energy sources,
mm-hmm.
and even how precise temperature control using water can actually make higher quality products.
Interesting.
So buckle up, because we're about to go deep. Now, we all know water keeps things cool.
Right.
What makes it so incredibly effective, especially in industrial settings,
yeah,
like injection molding.
What's interesting here is that water's ability to absorb heat,
uh-huh.
its specific heat capacity,
okay.
is far greater than most other substances.
Got
We're
it.
Talking 4 times greater than air. Think of it this way. In injection molding, you need to cool down hot plastic quickly and evenly.
Right.
Water acts like a super efficient heat sink.
Okay.
Drawing energy away without those wild temperature swings that could mess up the whole process.
Okay, that makes sense. So
yeah.
Instead of just saying it has a high specific heat, is there an example of
sure.
how that translates to energy savings in, say, a factory setting?
Absolutely. Let's say you're running an injection molding operation using a conventional cooling system.
Yeah.
You're constantly battling overheating, which forces you to pump in more and more energy just to maintain stable temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
But with water,
yeah.
you need significantly less energy input to achieve the same cooling effect.
Oh.
This translates to reduced electricity consumption,
right.
lower operating costs, and a smaller carbon footprint.
Wow. So it's not just about eco-friendliness.
Right.
It actually makes financial sense, too.
Absolutely.
And these systems are getting even more sophisticated, right?
Yeah.
The research mentions closed-loop setups in cooling towers.
You're right. Closed-loop systems are designed to recycle the water continuously.
Oh.
Instead of constantly drawing in fresh water and then discharging it.
Right.
These systems use cooling towers and filtration to purify and reuse the same water over and over again.
So it's like a self-contained ecosystem.
Exactly.
Minimizing waste and reducing the strain on our precious freshwater resources.
Exactly.
That's a win for both the environment and the bottom line.
Precisely. And these closed-loop systems also help to reduce pollution by preventing the discharge of heated water back into the environment, which can be harmful to aquatic ecosystems.
That's incredible. It's amazing how this one decision to use water can have such a ripple effect
yeah.
on so many different aspects of manufacturing.
Yeah.
Speaking of ripple effects, the research also highlights a really cool connection between water-based cooling
okay.
and renewable energy sources.
Okay.
Let's dive into that.
This is where things get truly exciting. Water-based cooling systems are a natural fit for integrating with renewable energy sources like solar and wind power.
Okay.
You see, water has this unique ability to act as a thermal energy storage medium.
Thermal energy storage? What does that mean?
Imagine this. You have a factory running on solar panels.
Okay.
On a sunny day, you're generating excess energy that you can't immediately use.
Right.
Well, you can use that excess energy to heat water, effectively storing that energy for later use.
Okay.
Then, when the sun goes down or the wind dies down,
yeah.
you can tap into that stored thermal energy to power your cooling system.
So instead of relying on fossil fuels to bridge those gaps in renewable energy supply,
right.
you're essentially using water as a giant battery.
Exactly. And this makes the entire operation far more sustainable and resilient.
Uh-huh.
You're maximizing the use of renewable energy.
Right.
Minimizing reliance on the grid.
Okay.
And ensuring a consistent and reliable cooling process, regardless of weather conditions.
It's like creating a self-sufficient energy ecosystem within the factory itself.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And this type of integration is becoming increasingly feasible with advancements in battery technology and smart grid management systems.
Okay.
We're seeing companies around the world successfully implement these hybrid systems,
yeah, that's so fun.
Proving that a sustainable and profitable future is within reach.
Okay, so we've talked about water's efficiency,
yeah.
its environmental benefits,
uh-huh.
and its synergy with renewables.
Right.
But I'm curious,
yeah.
how does this all tie into the quality of the products being made?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a connection there?
There's definitely a connection, and it's a fascinating one. You see, precise temperature control,
right.
the kind that's achievable with water-based systems,
right.
plays a crucial role in the quality of the final product.
Okay, break that down for me. How does the temperature of the water affect the quality of, say, a plastic component?
Imagine you're molding a complex plastic part. If the cooling process isn't uniform, you can end up with internal stresses and inconsistencies in the material.
Right.
This can lead to weak points, warping, and even premature failure of the product.
So it's like baking a cake. If your oven temperature is all over the place,
we're
going to end up with a lopsided, half-baked mess.
Exactly. But with water-based cooling, you can maintain incredibly precise and consistent temperatures across the entire mold.
Okay.
This ensures that the plastic cools evenly,
right,
resulting in a stronger, more durable, and dimensionally accurate product.
That's incredible. So not only are we saving energy and water,
right,
but we're also creating better products. It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah.
Are there any downsides to these systems?
Well, as with any technology, there are always challenges to consider.
Sure.
One of the main hurdles is the initial investment cost.
Okay.
Implementing these systems can require a significant upfront capital expenditure.
Right.
Which can be a barrier for some companies, especially smaller ones with limited budgets.
That makes sense. It's like that old saying, you have to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
But I imagine those costs are offset by the long-term savings, right?
Absolutely. When you factor in reduced energy consumption, lower water usage,
right,
and less waste, these systems often pay for themselves over time.
Okay.
Plus, as we discussed, you're producing higher quality products,
right,
which can command premium price in the market.
So it's an investment in sustainability and profitability. That's a pretty compelling argument.
Right.
Are there any other challenges companies might face?
Another challenge can be the integration process.
Okay.
Retrofitting these systems into existing infrastructure can be complex and require specialized expertise.
Right.
It's not always a simple plug-and-play solution.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about having the right infrastructure and support in place to make it work seamlessly.
Exactly. And of course, water availability is a key consideration.
Sure.
While these systems are incredibly efficient,
yeah,
they still rely on water as a cooling medium,
okay,
in regions facing water scarcity.
Right.
It's crucial to ensure responsible water management practices.
Okay.
Such as rainwater harvesting or using recycled water.
That's a really important point. We can't just assume that water will always be readily available.
Right.
We have to be mindful of the environmental impact and use this precious resource wisely.
Absolutely. And this brings us to the concept of a circular economy,
correct,
which we touched upon earlier. It's about moving away from a linear model of take, make, dispose.
Okay.
And embracing a system where resources are continuously reused and recycled.
So instead of just using water once and then discarding it,
right,
we're finding ways to keep it in circulation, maximizing its value, and minimizing waste.
Precisely. And water-based cooling systems fit perfectly within this circular model.
Okay.
They're designed to recycle water, reduce waste,
uh-huh,
and extend the lifespan of materials, contributing to a more sustainable and resilient manufacturing process.
It's like all these pieces fit together to create a closed loop.
Exactly. Maximizing environmental impact and maximizing resource efficiency.
Exactly.
And this circular approach isn't limited to water. It extends to all aspects of the manufacturing process. It's about designing products for durability and recyclability, using recycled materials whenever possible,
right,
and minimizing waste at every stage of production.
So it's a holistic shift in thinking about how we design, manufacture, and consume products.
Right.
It's about creating a system where resources are valued and preserved, not wasted.
Precisely. And this shift towards a circular economy is gaining momentum globally.
That's great.
We're seeing governments implementing policies that incentivize sustainable practices, companies investing in circular business models,
right,
and consumers demanding products that are both high quality and environmentally responsible.
It's encouraging to see this movement gaining traction. It feels like we're finally starting to understand that sustainability and profitability aren't mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
They can actually reinforce each other.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of water-based cooling systems is that they embody this principle perfectly. They demonstrate that we can have both a thriving economy and a healthy planet. It's a win-win scenario for everyone.
It's inspiring to think about the possibilities, isn't it?
Yeah.
If we can overcome the challenges and fully embrace these innovative solutions,
right,
what kind of impact could we have on the world?
The potential impact is truly exciting. Imagine a world where factories are powered by renewable energy.
Yeah.
Using water as a key element in both energy storage and cooling. we could see significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions,
right,
leading to cleaner air, healthier ecosystems, and a more stable climate.
It's like taking a huge step towards a future where industry and nature can coexist harmoniously.
Exactly. And the benefits extend beyond the environmental realm.
Yeah.
These systems can drive economic growth by reducing energy costs, boosting efficiency, and creating new jobs,
right,
in the manufacturing, installation, and maintenance of these advanced technologies.
It's a win-win for both the planet and the economy.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. Okay. There are challenges to overcome, right?
Right.
What are some of the roadblocks standing in the way of widespread adoption?
One of the key challenges is awareness.
Okay.
Many companies are simply not aware of the potential benefits of water-based cooling systems.
Right.
Or the advancements that have been made in recent years.
Yeah.
We need to do a better job of educating businesses about these solutions and showcasing successful implementations.
So it's about getting the word out there and demonstrating that these systems are not some futuristic concept,
right,
but a viable and practical option for businesses today.
Absolutely. And beyond awareness,
yeah,
there's the issue of upfront costs.
Okay.
While these systems offer long-term savings,
right,
that initial investment can be a hurdle for some companies, especially in today's uncertain economic climate.
So we need to find ways to make these systems more accessible and affordable,
yeah,
perhaps through government incentives, financing options,
right, or even shared infrastructure models.
Exactly. We also need to address the skills gap.
Okay.
As these technologies become more sophisticated,
right,
we need a workforce that's trained and equipped to design, install, and maintain these systems. Investing in education and training programs will be crucial.
It's like building an ecosystem of support around this technology.
Yeah.
From research and development to implementation and ongoing maintenance.
Precisely. And finally, we need to foster a culture of collaboration and innovation.
Gosh.
This transition requires partnerships between businesses, governments, research institutions,
mm-hmm,
and communities. We need to share knowledge, resources, mm-hmm, and best practices to accelerate the adoption of these sustainable solutions.
So it's a collective effort.
Yeah.
A shared responsibility to create a more sustainable and prosperous future for all.
Absolutely. And the exciting thing is that we already have the tools and the knowledge to make this vision a reality.
Yeah.
It's a matter of putting those pieces together and working together towards a common goal.
So we've explored the fascinating world of water-based cooling systems.
Yeah.
We've delved into the science, the environmental and economic benefits, the challenges,
yeah, right,
and the potential for a truly transformative impact on manufacturing and beyond.
Absolutely.
What's the key takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with today?
I think the key takeaway is that innovation and sustainability go hand in hand.
Okay.
Water-based cooling systems are a perfect example of how we can leverage nature's power to create solutions that are both good for the planet and good for business.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most elegant solutions are found right under our noses if we just take the time to look.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed, the ripple effects of these innovations can extend far beyond the factory floor, touching upon issues of climate change, economic growth, and social well-being. It's a reminder that the choices we make today shape the world we inherit tomorrow.
Well said. And as you continue your own exploration of this topic,
mm-hmm,
I encourage you to think critically about the role you can play in driving this transition towards a more sustainable future.
Right.
Whether it's advocating for policy changes, supporting businesses that embrace these innovations, or simply making more conscious choices in your own life, every action, no matter how small, can make a difference.
That's a powerful message to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating exploration of cutting-edge technologies and ideas that are shaping the world around us. Until then, keep those minds curious and keep those questions coming.